Federal regulators give an update on their special investigation into the Palisades nuclear plant. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The federal agency that regulates nuclear power plants released more information about a leak over the summer at the Palisades plant near South Haven. The plant has one of the worst safety ratings in the U.S. after a number of problems last year. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been following developments at Palisades. Lindsay, there have been at least three water leaks at the plant this year. Remind me which one this was.
Okay, so this is arguably one of the most important because water was leaking from the actual vessel that holds the nuclear reactor. It's important that water covers the reactor completely. Now, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission doesn't allow any leakage like this, so the plant shut down in August to fix it.
It has been fixed, right? Do we know what caused it?
Yeah, the leak has been fixed and Palisades is operating. We know that the leak was coming from a tiny little hole in one of the reactor's control rod drive mechanisms. Plant operators can move these control rods in or out of the reactor vessel to control the rate of the reaction. But we still don't know what the root cause of the hole was. During a briefing Monday afternoon, NRC branch chief Jack Geisner noted that there was a similar leak from the control rod drive mechanisms. Now, he calls them CRDMs in the past.
All the CRDMs were replaced in 2001. That was one of the drivers of why we did a special inspection. We said, hey, it's been only 11 years and we have another through-wall leak.
It's not clear how quickly the hole formed. Palisades operators believe it formed slowly over 8 years. The NRC says that's possible, but they believe it could have been only 2 years. We won't know that for another 3 or 4 months.
What else did Geisner say about the leak?
Well, he estimates up to 10,000 gallons of water leaked from the reactor vessel over 33 days. He says the radioactive water was contained in the building, and then they processed it like normal radioactive liquid. There were no safety concerns for the public, by the way. Now, I asked Geisner how well he thought Palisades responded to the leak, because an independent safety assessment done last spring said that there was a repeated emphasis of production over safety.
I think they were prompt to shut down. I think the NRC's assessment, when they're getting ready to start up, we weren't happy with their performance in that case, and we took specific action.
Geisner says the NRC had to prompt Palisades to do a more thorough inspection before restarting the plant, though.
So what's the bottom line here?
I mean, the bottom line here is that Palisades is under more scrutiny because of the recent safety problems. The NRC wants to be more transparent about what's going on there. So that's why the agency took this kind of unusual step of releasing preliminary results of its inspection. We'll get the final results of that inspection in a few months. But in the meantime, the NRC is in the middle of a different, even bigger inspection. This one is to follow up on the poor safety culture among workers at the plant that led to Palisades' poor safety rating. The results of both of these inspections will impact the safety rating, but we won't know the final results for a while.
All right. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Lindsay Smith is Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter. You can find a link to our timeline of the problems at Palisades over the past 2 years on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.